This is Parallels in Jeremiah, part 5, and part 3 of 5, and B, because I had to split it up. As if you're just starting, with us, please, I urge you to look at all of them, but understand that even though they're all rights reserved, you can make any amount of copies that you want freely. I'm just preserving the content itself. Please make copies, I encourage you to. Jeremiah 32:1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy, say, Thus saith the Lord, all cast forward, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord, all cast. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. The prophet is in prison, but that is not stopping the word of God from coming to pass. Jeremiah pronounces judgment the Lord gave him for the king of Judah, who allowed him to be kept in prison. The verdict is the king of Judah will go into Babylonian captivity with his people. America's, all caps, leaders say we are elite, we are above the laws of the people, but no man is above the reach of God, and our leaders will be punished along with the people they have deceived. We can fight against God's judgment and not prosper, or we can repent and he may not bring the rest of the judgment to begin with. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, all caps. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. 32:18. Thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord, all caps of hosts, is his name. Jeremiah 32:19. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are opened unto all the ways of the Son of Man, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. 32:20. Which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day and in Israel, and among other men, and hast made thee a name as at this day. 32:21, and hast brought forth thy people out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand, with stretched out arm, and with great terror. Wow! The Lord that made the heavens and the earth is watching us to render to us according to what we do, according to our ways. Are our ways good, that we can expect good, America and the United States? Lowercase united, lowercase states of America. We know better. The good news is that God allows course correction, but he is not mocked. We cannot expect to do evil upon evil and not reap an evil harvest. Jeremiah 32:22, and has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land so flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence. What thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. Jeremiah is recounting how God delivered Israel and is now allowing evil as they refused everything he commanded them to do, and that God sees the evil coming to pass. People of the U.S., God allowed a new nation to be brought forth, and the leaders of this country dedicated it to God at near Ground Zero in New York City. We as a country have spurned the grace of God to the point I fear of no return as a nation, but there is still hope individually in Christ for all men that seek Him with all their heart. The same God that allowed America to be formed for good of all is allowing it to be judged for the good of all. Note, that also includes all women as well. Not wanting to continue as I feel the indignation of the Lord against us, but continue I will as I have to sound the alarm. Jeremiah 32:29, and the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal and poured out drink offerings unto other gods to provoke me to anger. Jeremiah 32:30, for the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth, for the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord, all caps. Jeremiah 32:31, for this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Jeremiah 32:32, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of all of the children of Judah which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 32:33, and they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. Again, God is saying the judgment against Israel is certain, and the very specific reasons why. Notice what was not said. He did not say you do not have enough places to worship. He did not say they did not put enough in the offering. He did not say they did not come to assembly. He did not say they were not the chosen people. What he said is they provoked him from the day of Jerusalem was built. Why? Because of all the evil of Israel and Judah, the divided children of Israel. They turned their back on the Most High. Notice, that did not mean that they stopped attending worship services. But as our Savior said in Matthew 15:9, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the precepts of men. Though God was teaching them, they would not listen and did their own thing. Jeremiah 35:1, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, all caps, in the day of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, saying, Jeremiah 35:2, go into the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, all caps, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jezanah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, all caps, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Manasseh, or Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. We are in the assembly, and a prophet spoke to us. Surely it must be okay, all caps, to disobey the word of our father. Is that what the tempter might say? Look at their response to a real, genuine prophet of God. Sorry, we were told by our father not to drink wine in all of our generations. America, we need to do the right thing, even when a person in authority over us tells us to do something else. Jeremiah 35:11. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell in Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Lord in all caps, them both. The God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord, all caps. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, for unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. Jeremiah 35:15. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. God is saying that the words of a mere man are kept to the letter by his sons, and that his words are despised. We must seek the Lord while there is still time, and turn to him with all of our hearts, and amend our ways, America, and God will be honored, and we can be a blessed nation again.